Hello, happy site owners, and welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for January 3rd, 2017, and I'm your host, Mayanna. This week, I've got a bunch of goodies for you and a special request at the end. Tips this week include the Blog 8 New Year Blowout, the hottest webmaster skills for designers in 2017, the first ever Blog 8 Town Hall meeting, a follow-up on the PHP mailer exploit, Chrome begins issuing unsecured site warnings, how many sites really do run on WordPress, a new ad blocker buster technology, what's new with the robots.txt file, and a special request from me. So let's dive in Blog 8 happenings. Welcome to the first Tips Tuesday of 2017, y'all. Let's make it a great year. And to help you get the year started on the right foot with your site, I've got two incredible specials for you. Now, these deals end at midnight, January 8th, so jump on them now. I've got site audit specials where you can get an extra $20 off on the full site audit. Now, this is going to help you find all the security holes and performance drags on your site. Now, you don't pay for the audit until after it's complete and we have our live chat, but you do have to get in your site audit request before the deadline. And then I have a special on webmaster training. Right now, you can save $80 off the new level 6. Now, that includes all 4 levels of tutorials, our private Facebook group, which is a goldmine in and of itself, and free access to our live meetings and webinars. Plus, it includes the all-new HTTPS course, which will be the most in-demand skill for designers in 2017. You know, it makes building and converting sites to HTTPS a breeze. And speaking of hot skills for designers, I hope you saw my post yesterday covering all the tech skills designers need this year. Now, it used to be that a graphic artist could turn designer by learning a little CSS and HTML. Those days are over. Knowing how to properly secure a site from the root up and optimizing it to perform like lightning is required now. So is putting a proper SEO foundation on a site, including making it HTTPS. But learning how to do all that's tough and time-consuming. I know. I had to learn it too. And that's why I created the Webmaster Training courses. So you don't have to waste all that time hunting the info that you need or sweating through info so technical that you can't understand it. You know, less time learning equals more time earning, right? That's just one way the training pays for itself. And I had a lot on my plate all this fall, but I'm thrilled that I met most of my year-end deadlines for Blog 8, like head-to-head local caching plugin test and finishing that HTTPS course, and then converting both of my membership sites to HTTPS, and then converting the webmaster training to a subscription membership, and then doing the SEO workshop, and last, getting set up with a new video interview meeting system. Now, what I didn't get completed and I'm working on now are those client and special guest expert interviews. I'm getting those scheduled. And then my ultimate speed test. You know, during the caching plugin test, I did go ahead and purchase different types of shared hosting on different servers because that really matters as to which plugin will work best for you. Now, the severe ramp of the internet DDoS attacks got in the way of my finishing the ultimate speed test, but I'll be right back to those later this month. How did you do with your year-end deadlines? Let us know by leaving a comment here or anywhere you see this post online. But I'm not nearly done with all the changes that I want to make to Blog 8, especially to the Site Success Courses membership. And there are huge changes in store for WordPress, too, that are going to affect both site owners and designers. Now, I have some ideas in mind for the Site Success Courses membership, but then they got blown out of the water by the changes coming for WordPress. So I started talking to more of my clients to discover what would help them most. And I have several new programs that I'm going to be launching over the next couple of months that came straight out of those conversations. Now I want to hear from more of you so I can continue creating the most helpful content and programs for you. So I invited all of my Site Success Courses peeps to the very first ever Blog 8 Town Hall meeting. And it's to let them know what's going on, why the membership has to change, what's coming with WordPress, and other info that I can't publish publicly. But I do want to hear from everybody, so I'm inviting my Tips Tuesday peeps too. Now, the whole point of the town meeting is to hear from you, so it's important that you attend live. It's January 5th, which is this Thursday, at 5 p.m. Eastern, and 2 p.m. Pacific. You know, I have a global audience, so I try to pick a time when most of my peeps can make it, including folks in Australia and then in the UK, too. So I kind of had to pick something in the middle for that. Now, the replay will only be available to Site Success course members because they need to know what's happening with their memberships. So do come if you can and put your 2 cents worth into the mix and help guide the evolution of Blogate. I really do want to hear from you. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips, insecurity tips. Now, during the holiday week, WordFence and others came out with a post about a PHP mailer vulnerability in the WordPress core. And right behind it, several hosts set their security scanners to look for that issue. Then they began auto-emailing site owners about it. Now, I put out a post advising folks to let WordPress take care of it. And the dev who created the PHP mailer has updated his part of it. But WordPress sure is being slow about releasing a security update. Now, no actual hacks have been seen in the wild for this issue, and it's not likely that your site is in real danger from it, as the hacker would need to get control of the email address you use on the site. So, I still say wait for that update from WordPress, or let your host auto-fix it if they have that capability. In SEO tips, well, here it is, January, and Google will be rolling out in-your-face warnings in its Chrome browser for any sites that are collecting passwords or credit card info over an unsecured connection, meaning if the site's not HTTPS, it'll pop up a warning. And that's the main reason I had to get both of my member sites converted to HTTPS before the end of the year. I've got a login bar on every page. Now, the payment gateway was already secured. Nobody knows what date these warnings will start appearing. And I wonder if it'll give some site owners a warning on their regular WordPress login page. I guess we'll see, won't we? So do let us know if you see that this month. In WordPress tips, does WordPress power 27% of the internet? Maybe not. There's a super post by Rarst about how that stat was calculated. Now, lately, it's only been evaluating the top sites according to a Lexis ranking. But when compared to all sites on the web, WordPress only powers about 7%. Now, of course, that also includes all 50 million sites on WordPress.com, 90% of which are abandoned. Now, there's another neat graph on BuiltWith that shows impressive data about WordPress usage, too. But nobody really knows what the true percentage is. All you and I know, and all that counts to us, is that WordPress makes our online world go round, right? In conversion tips, for those running ads on your site, I came across a post on the Website Magazine site that might interest you. It briefly describes a new ad blocker buster technology called AppShield Ad Integrity. It circumvents ad blockers by enmeshing the site and ad content together. Now, that should make it indistinguishable to ad blockers. Have you ever tried looking at your site with an ad blocker on? You might want to give that a go. And do let us know which ad blocker you're using. I believe there are several that are browser add-ons. In webmaster tips, I saw a post last week from John Mueller, the spokesman for Google now, saying that we should be using the standard WordPress robots.txt. Well, I didn't trust that advice because I know it's self-serving and Google bots are not the only ones crawling your site. And bots chewing unabated can affect performance. So I got into a convo with Yoast DeVolk of the Yoast SEO plugin about it and discovered that he is the primary person requesting changes in the WordPress core for things that affect crawls on the site by search engine bots. And I've got a link to a post he recently released on those changes in the show notes. And some of the WordPress core track tickets with those changes that were made too recently. So I'll be updating my recommendation for what should be in your robots.txt file, and I'll update the tutorial for my webmasters on it too. Now, those updates are not strictly in total compliance with Yoast's suggestions, as his suggestions are still more concerned with Google, Bing, and SEO. My recommendations come from looking at what all bots are doing to a site, not just the search engine crawlers. I'll also be keeping closer watch on those core track tickets from now on too. And I've got a special request for all of you. Share the love. Hey, if you rely on Tips Tuesday to keep on top of your site success, share it. If you're subscribed to the blog post via email, forward that email to your peeps or send them to BlogAid News to subscribe for themselves. If you're listening to this on the podcast, visit iTunes and give this podcast a rating. It takes just a minute and means the world to me and to potential listeners that this is a super great resource. Or you can just share that post that I did last week with your peeps of the best evergreen tips of 2016 and let them see all the goodies in store for them. I so appreciate you doing that and helping me get the word out about all of the fantastic free resources and tips that I share every week. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources, and I'll see you online.